My name's called Ella.
And what are you going to paint?
I'm going to paint all pink and purple.
Which one of these sheep that have been painted already, which one do you like best?
I like that one, the flower one. It has butterflies and dots and flowers.
And what colours?
Pink, orange, black and purple.
What colour is his face?
Yellow.
What's that one?
It's called a footballer.
Cougar.
The cougar.
No, it's a sheep.
Oh, it's a KLU cougar.
Hi, I'm Sharon Merritt. This is one of our sheep painting workshops where we're painting our sheep for the Caniva Sheep Art Community Art Project.
And how did the project get started?
I was thinking about that this morning. I really think it started for me way back in the drought years. I started studying art at TAFE at Horsham, and I just found it such a good release from the farm and everything that was going on. And since then I've thought it might be like that for other people. And then we saw painted cows in Tasmania, and they were so good at attracting people to stop at the cheese factory that they were at. My daughter and I were joking around saying, this is what Caniva needs, some sheep. And it just went from there.
And why sheep for Caniva?
Well, sheep are really important to our district. We have a pretty strong wool-growing heritage, and a lot of our country out towards the edges is marginal for cropping, so everyone still has sheep. And even in the drought, we have groundwater, so we were able to keep our sheep. And, it just seemed like something that was often got overlooked with the push to cropping and that, but it was really important to our town, we thought. We started off by painting a brick wall in town, right beside the pub, and then we asked everyone to bring in their wool stencils, and the Historical Society took a record of all the wool stencils that were brought in, and we also recorded some oral history about them, and we stenciled them all up on the wall. And we got over 100 stencils at the first day, and then we had another day, so we probably got another 80 at that. So we have a good record of the stencils. Even people from away started sending them back for people to put on the wall.
Sounds like everyone's been involved in the stenciling. How many people are involved in the painting?
At the moment at these workshops, there's been about 14 groups involved. But we actually went around and talked to a lot of groups, and then we put out registrations, and we posted out 16 registration forms, but extra ones were available to be picked up. And we actually got 37 back. So we had huge community involvement. So this is stage one, and we're straight after the show, we'll be getting more sheep to move on to stage two for everyone else.
So how many sheep in stage one?
We'll end up with about 20 on display at the show.
And then after the show?
After we've got all our sheep painted, we're hoping to fix them in the main street of the town and have signage and maybe some kind of little flyer that explains who painted their sheep and why they painted it that way. And we're hoping that a lot of the traffic that passes through the town will stop and have a walk along our main street and maybe buy something and just add to our town that way.
Tough question, which one's your favourite?
I think my favourite is this Caniva District Progress in Action sheep at the moment, because it's very bold. It's been made like jigsaw pieces, all different colours, and it has a black face and black legs, so it all stands out very nicely, and we're waiting to see what else is going to go on there in the future.
So we look forward to the first big reveal on show day. When's Caniva show day?
Caniva show is Saturday the 8th of October, and yes, we're hoping to have at least one in the sheep pavilion, of course, and then the rest of them will be in a group somewhere, and we'll be revealing them to the public, and we'll also be letting people know about stage two.
I'm Lynn Powell. I'm one of the committee members of the Progress in Action Association, and Wimpy Dodson is our other member. Actually, our very able treasurer.
Now, you ladies are doing a very good job painting Sharon's favourite sheep. Yes. You're painting the delicate areas of the
yes,
the upturned the sheep. Yes. At the moment, is he/she behaving itself?
Impeccably, behaving very well. We tried to think of something Carnarvon District, so we thought, and then our group involves tourism and Victorian tourism's jigsaw, so we sort of come up with the concept of putting the jigsaw patterns on the sheep, which connectiveness with the jigsaw and tourism too.
My name's Jenny and I'm in Year 11.
I'm Mandy and I'm in Year 10.
I'm Callum and I'm in Year 8.
Name's Damon and I'm in Year 10.
And you're all working on the one sheep together?
That's right.
So who's in charge of the design?
Well, the design actually came from my mother's classmate, as she's going through classes in Ballarat to become a proper librarian. And it's on behalf of the West Wimmera Library that we're painting this sheep. And yeah, the design came from one of Mum's classmates.
Well, how's the project been going so far?
We've just drawn the pattern onto the sheep. We haven't gotten to painting it yet. We painted the white base coat onto it, and that's pretty much all we've done so far.
Actually, in the process of selecting the colours, because many ideas have been tossed back and forth. We've had multiple colours. We've had just the black and white. We've had the blue for the library colours. Yeah, there's just a few ideas going around we haven't decided on yet.
And how will that decision-making process be made? Will it come to fisticuffs over what colour is what?
I reckon it'll probably end up being my mother that chooses, because she's also helping us with the sheep, so...
Someone to take charge.
Yeah.
When's the next painting attempt for the sheep?
Each workshop is generally every Tuesday.
And it has to be finished in time for show day?
Yeah. We should be able to get it done.
I hope so. We could get quite a bit done.
Does he have a name?
Yes, we call him Little Bo, and he's a peep because he looks like a pig and he is a sheep.
I do like that sheep.
Which one's that? Does it have flowers on it?
No.
No?
That one has that on it.
Yep, what colours are they?
He never like red and green.
Say bye, sheep.
Bye, sheep.